Well, here's another story about beer and the environment. This one's also about grains and which ones are used to make beer in the first place. Let me back up just for a second. It turns out about one-third of the food that's produced around the world ends up going to waste. Yeah, a third. Growing and making that food emits more greenhouse gases than most countries do. So not only is food waste a problem for the world's hungry people, it's also a big contributor to climate change. But one British brewery is trying to tackle this food waste problem. The World's Livable Planet reporter Carolyn Beeler takes us to a London pub to tell us more.
It's a Wednesday night in central London, and the trendy Temple Brewhouse pub is packed with people out after work for beers and burgers. Crowded around a table in the corner is a group sipping intently from small tasting glasses.
I'm drinking the Toast Amber Ale. I have a half pint of the keg and a half pint of the cask version.
This is Michael Mulcahy, who says both versions taste sweet at the beginning.
And both have a long aftertaste that's a little bit more bitter and grainy than I would prefer. But I'll definitely drink them, because I help make them.
Mulcahy helped brew this beer about a month ago, along with some of the other patrons here. They used an unusual ingredient, leftover bread. The beer was produced in a collaboration between the brewpub, a local bakery, and a brewery called Toast Ale.
Toast is an award-winning craft beer that's brewed with surplus fresh bread.
This is Toast's chief financial officer, Louisa Zion.
So in the UK, 44% of all bread is wasted. So we take surplus bread from bakeries and sandwich makers, and we replace a third of the barley that would otherwise have been used to brew, upcycling bread that would otherwise have been wasted.
That bread provides some of the sugars that turn into alcohol during brewing and cuts down on the amount of fresh barley needed. Toast launched 2 years ago and sells its commercial ales at grocery stores and restaurants around the UK. At the brewery in the north of England, they use the heels of bread loaves that are normally discarded by a company that makes sandwiches.
But we recognise that there are bakeries up and down the country who are left with surplus bread at the end of the day, and there are also over 2,000 breweries in the UK.
So Toast is playing matchmaker with these bakeries and breweries to organise small one-off brewing events like this one.
So it's a great way of using a local source of bread surplus, working with a local brewery, and also giving back to that community.
A small London bakery chain called The Flower Station donated a van full of bread for the beer that's on tap tonight. Tara Griffin says about 1-2% of the bread they bake ends up going to waste.
For example, if a customer cancels an order or if a mistake is made on an order, there's nothing we can do once the dough is mixed to take that back again.
A nonprofit picks up leftover bread at the chain's two retail locations, but the company still hasn't found anyone interested in the big batches of mistakes from their wholesale bakery.
Because bread has a short shelf life, it's not the easiest product to move on to someone else.
So the Flower Station is happy to have Toast make use of as much of their bread as they can. Back at the pub in the in-house brewery's tiny fermenting room, head brewer Vanessa de Blas says replacing some of the barley with bread doesn't change the brewing process too much. Except when you mix the water, barley, and bread to make what's called the mash, you have to stir a lot more.
The most difficult part of brewing with bread is that it floats. It floats on top, and it makes it really difficult. It's really hard work. So instead of mashing in about half an hour, it takes you an hour and a half to mash, and it's quite a lot of effort. Yeah.
Beer maker and taster Michael Mulcahy helped stir that mash with a red plastic shovel. I caught up with him again on the sidewalk outside of the noisy bar.
It's backbreaking. I couldn't do it on a daily basis.
But it was worth it to Mulcahy. He's in the food industry, and he likes that this beer is prompting conversations about food waste among people who don't know much about the topic.
It's the guys at the bar drinking beer. It's football and baseball, and that relates to food waste and the environment in a different way. It takes it away from just being, you know, a hippie environmentalist thing. It's the pub.
Toast says mainstreaming the fight against food waste is their main mission. They've published their beer recipe online for home brewers to try, and they've expanded to South Africa, Brazil, Iceland, and New York City. For The World, Carolyn Beeler, London.